college sports just got so much weirder. Yes, welcome on into the Barn Social Hour. I am your host, Graham McLean. Still missing my co-host, Hunter Bussey. He will be back on Monday, so only one more show without him. But without further ado, let's get right into it. Like I just said, college sports is about to, it's just from, you know, 5 years ago, you know, when COVID kind of started until today, it has just blown up and changed in 1,000 different ways. And it's just gotten crazy. The most recent, you know, big issue going on right now is a tweet came out today from Pete Nakos on Three, all that stuff. And it said, this happened this morning, it said that the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has granted the NCAA a stay of the Colorado ruling that was set to give the class of 2022 recruits a fifth year of eligibility per court documents. The injunction is now pending. That's from On3. Nakos went on to say that class of 2022 athletes who exhausted 4 years of eligibility this past spring are now ineligible unless they have their own TRO/injunction. So, you know, we heard a little bit of the guy, all right, in the Colorado court, they allowed all these class of 2022 players to get that one more year of extra eligibility because of the new 5-for-5 rule where you get 5 years to play 5 seasons. Well, these guys feel like they deserve to have that fifth year as well. And so they got it. Well, then now, a circuit court or whatever, it's being like, hey, no, actually, we're not going to let you do that. And honestly, it feels like the first ever win for the NCAA in this big battle that has been eligibility of who can play, who can't play, like what deems you eligible, at what point are you allowed to come back from a professional league? And we'll talk about a little bit more with that, a different sport, in just a minute. But this whole situation does kind of affect Auburn right now a little bit. And I say that in the sense of Auburn just recently signed, and I'm pretty sure he's practicing with the team right now, Colby King. He was a transfer from, why am I blanking on where he was coming from? But he was a transfer in basketball that we just got recently that is fallen under Utah State. That's right. That has fallen under this whole, all right, he wants to come back from the class of 2022, wants to come back and play his fifth year. Well, a list came out from the Field of 68, and that's a social media account that follows a lot of college basketball. And it is a list of players that are not eligible without the Colorado ruling that recently just got kind of overruled a little bit. And that includes Auburn's Colby King. And so, you know, that's unfortunate. As of right now, he cannot play college basketball for Auburn, and we'll see what happens, obviously. And to read the post a little bit more, it says, a look at some notable fifth-year commitments that were only protected by the Colorado federal cases, which what we were talking about. It says that these players haven't yet been listed in any separate state lawsuits that had a TRO/injunction granted, meaning that they're currently not eligible for a fifth season. So what that means, these guys don't have an injunction somewhere else or a temporary restraining order. They don't have that in a different case anywhere else. They just were basing their eligibility of playing one more year off of the Colorado case being like, hey, all 2022 athletes, you have another year. So like, that's the only basis of, cool that, or that we can come back is what they had. And so this now changes a lot for these schools and for Auburn, because now these guys are, one, now going to start coming in and be like, all right, well, if this isn't going to happen, I'm going to have to go get my own temporary restraining order or injunction and do this, myself in order to get this, because, I want to play. And some of these guys might have come from, an NBA team, an NBA roster, or a G League team to get back onto some college rosters and ended their you know, their current chance at playing in the league to come back and play at college, because maybe one, it might have been a little bit of a better opportunity, or that the money might have been a little bit better in college, because, you know, with these days, it might benefit you more to stay in college longer than it does to go pro. So, yeah, super interesting situation going on there. Obviously, we'll see what happens. We'll see how Auburn decides to fight this, how Colby King decides to fight this, or if he does at all. I really don't know yet. I'm sure there'll be many, many court, you know, cases and lawsuits popping up everywhere in the next couple of days. But yes, it is something that affects Auburn slightly. Now, like you said, Colby King, we were not expecting to add this addition to this roster. Now, he wasn't even with us in Greece. So I'm not worried about this. And y'all shouldn't be either. And I don't want to tell you what to do, but Colby was such a late addition to this team that he was great. Yeah, let's bring him on. It's great depth piece. But I think this team and this roster and Steven were prepared to go into the season with not having this extra guy. And so I'm not worried about the team or the depth of the position that he plays at all. He is a guard, so I feel good about the guard position at Auburn. And so, like I said, not panicking. Not worrying about it. If we get him, that's fantastic. If everything works out, great. If not, it's not the end of the world. It'll be okay. And I'm not super, super worried about it. But without further ado, before we head on to the next topic, this episode is brought to you by AUShirts.com. To get all of your AU shirts or all your barn shirts, all your, you know, jokes in the barn or Auburn shirts, and AUShirts.com is the place for you to go to get all of your game day and Auburn needs. You got the Barnhard shirt there, the Effie shirt, the Book shirt, the C5 shirts, the Book hats, and so many different other styles on the website. So go to AUShirts.com to sign up, or not sign up, my bad. I'm thinking of the Auburn.com to get all your game day needs. Now, go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you live in the Auburn area or anywhere in the country, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to go to get to get your company on an index that is full of other companies run by both by Auburn fans. And so if you're just looking to support the Auburn fan base and the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is a place for you to go to do that as well. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index. All right, on the back end of this short little Barn Social episode, while we are anxiously awaiting Hunter's return, I miss him so much. So the college football world has also seen a little bit of this going on. If you've been checking social media and all this stuff, there's been a lot of players that are coming off of NFL rosters and heading back to college. And it's kind of crazy because the season starts a week from tomorrow of when this goes up. Really, I mean, it depends on what, you know, I think FCS actually might start a week from yesterday on Thursday. But week zero starts a week from tomorrow. You've got the Dublin game and all that stuff. So it's interesting to see how these players are going to be able to transition back from, you know, being on a professional, you know, NFL team, then having to get back in and get caught back up with a college team. I thought it was really, really interesting that they were doing that. I don't think it's really affecting, it's not going to affect any Auburn players or anything like that. I think Auburn's pretty much clear of that. I think the roster that we've got is what we've got, and that's what we're rolling with. And I'm totally fine with that. I like this roster a lot, like we've talked in the past. It'll be really interesting to see how Auburn does this year. But like I said, I do really like this roster. Last thing I want to talk about, kind of touched on it yesterday, showed a picture of it. The 2K truck was on campus. If you didn't pay attention yesterday, didn't tune in yesterday, it's a truck that has facial scanning capability to get our players into the next 2K basketball game or college basketball game or whatever they're doing. They're doing some type of college you know, thing with it. And it stopped by campus. We got a little bit of a teaser hint of it yesterday from Auburn basketball. But today they posted a little bit more footage and pictures of the process of our players. And maybe our players got it done yesterday or today. And so we were finally able to see all of it getting done. But it is really cool. It's like a room that's got like cameras all around them. I guess it takes a lot of pictures of their face and scans everything. And it like immediately brings up like what your player would look like in 2K. It's really cool. There's a video out there that Auburn basketball posted on their social medias. Go check that out, as well as a bunch of pictures. Again, I can't express how awesome this is for the program to be a, you know, part of this game and whatever 2K is doing. I don't think we really have a ton of info yet on what 2K is doing. But yeah, I don't really have much else today. Like I said, hopefully Hunter should be back Monday, which I'm super excited for. We'll get back to our regular programming schedule. And yeah, we'll get back going. And hopefully next week, look out maybe, or next week or the week after, look out for a little schedule prediction video with a special guest coming from us. That's going to be super exciting. But, you know, if you've watched us already, then go check out all the other videos at the Barn and all the different, you know, shows. I mean, we've got the Top Button podcast with Trolley Five, aka Kyle Rush, or other way around. We've also got Village Vice with Brad Law and Zach Blackerby. We've got Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. We've got the basketball show. And become a member while you're at it, and you get so many other awesome shows that release on here, just like the one you're watching right now. If you're on YouTube, if you're listening, then it's still free for you. But go do that. Go subscribe to the Barn. Go check out all the shows, and we will see you in the next one. Peace out, everybody. Goodbye.